This is Bob Muscatel, and we're moving Travel Thursdays to Wednesdays, because we can do that. It's radio, folks, and we needed to accommodate Danny's very busy schedule. Dan Schlossberg with us today, and you know him as the very popular author of a gazillion baseball books, the new Baseball Bible, which is, for me, it's right over there. I always have it close by. I really do. It's terrific. And it's the new one. It's been revised. And I'm loving Baseball's Memorable Misses. Now, that's due out in February 7th, as a matter of fact. So we'll have a chat with Danny all about that, a separate chat from our normal weekly chats all about travel. And Dan, welcome aboard. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great, Bob. Nice to talk to you again, as always.
And to you as well. I'm surprised you find time to talk with us, considering you're an author, you talk travel, you do a weekly, bi-weekly release for Forbes and everything. You're a busy guy, but I'm glad you make time for us, especially with such an important topic today, Yad Vashem, and this is coming to the UN. This is a very important topic. Tell everybody what this is all about, Dan.
Yeah, this is probably the most somber topic we've ever had, but a very important one, as you mentioned, because Friday is Holocaust Remembrance Day around the world, and tomorrow at the United Nations, on the 2023 International Day of Commemoration in Memory of the Victims of the Holocaust, Yad Vashem and Israel's permanent mission to the UN will inaugurate something new called the Book of Names of Holocaust Victims. This is a monumental installation. Now, get these measurements. 26.45 feet long, 6.56 feet high, and 3.3 feet wide, with a strip of light down the middle, and that illuminates the memory of the Jewish men, women, and children murdered during the Holocaust. It will have, are you sitting down for this? 4,800,000 names of known victims documented and included in Yad Vashem's central database of Shoah victims' names, and blank pages at the end because there are more than a million more identities not yet recovered. And it's going to include birth dates, hometowns, and circumstances and places of death, if known. Now, here's the important part for our listeners of Travel Thursdays. It'll be on public display at the UN through February 17th. So this is your chance to see it. And then it's going to move to Israel to be included in Yad Vashem in Jerusalem, and will open to the public viewing there on Israel's Holocaust Remembrance Day, which is April 17th and 18th. Now, an earlier edition of the Book of Names, I should say an earlier installation of the Book of Names, is on permanent display at Yad Vashem Shoah exhibit at Block 27 of the Auschwitz-Birkenau State Museum in Poland. And now, the opening event at the UN tomorrow is going to include UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres, Yad Vashem Chairman Danny Dayan, and Israeli UN Ambassador Gilad Erdan.
You know,
so
Dan,
it's really a very big deal, literally.
Yes, it sure is. And we're talking with Dan Schlossberg about a very important topic, Yad Vashem. And listen, you know, just listening to you with the numbers and the scope of this, It's just an unbelievable monumental effort on the part of a lot of people, Dan.
Very much so. And let's tell our listeners what Yad Vashem is.
Sure.
It is a world remembrance and tribute to the Holocaust, which cost the lives of 6 million Jews, including 1.5 million children, and destroyed thousands of communities from 1939 to 45. And a lot of survivors come there, by the way, to see the names of people in places that no longer exist. And people missing for generations have actually found each other through the efforts of Yad Vashem researchers. It also attracts a lot of visiting dignitaries, including presidents. They've toured Yad Vashem. And the campus contains separate museums, Holocaust History Museum, an exhibitions pavilion, an art museum, and an artifacts collection. And also, this is an important thing to remember, on site, they have an area devoted to the righteous among the nations. And these are non-Jews who saved Jewish lives at the risk of losing their own.
Wow.
Just unbelievable, Bob.
It sure is. And, you know, it sounds as though the way it's set up, it sounds a little bit similar to the Vietnam Memorial, where the names are just listed. And when you come upon that wall, the names just absolutely overwhelm you. And this sounds like more of the same with regard to Yad Vashem. Fair to say?
Right. The difference is the Vietnam Wall has 55,000 names.
This has
this one has 4,800,000 with another million to come.
Unbelievable.
So it's quite amazing. And Yad Vashem, by the way, has something called the Gathering the Fragments program, which started in 2011. They've collected 300,000 items, including 176,000 documents, 114,000 photographs, more than 5,000 artifacts, 755 works of art, and 100 original films. And that collection includes items written or drawn and any materials prisoners could find, including diaries written on Nazi office forms, poems on prescription blanks, and even prayer arrangements and songs. It's just amazing that these prisoners could find time to express themselves at huge risk of being caught and executed.
Unbelievable. Yad Vashem staff members visit a lot of the survivors of the or their descendants, don't they?
They do, and they hold collection days close to their places of residence. And they get a lot of stuff that way. They also have speakers. They have traveling exhibits. So Yad Vashem reaches out to schools and communities to keep memories of the Holocaust alive so that it never happens again.
And
who knows? In today's world, who knows?
Who knows? Exactly right. We seem to be in turmoil every day. January 27th, Holocaust Remembrance Day. Further info at yadvashem.org. That's yadvashem.org. As you mentioned at the top, Danny, a very somber subject to be sure, but one of the more important Travel Thursday topics we've ever had.
And by the way, Yad Vashem in Hebrew translates to hand of God in English.
You know, I was going to ask you about that. I'm glad you brought that up. So again, folks, very important time for this, and we can always rely on Danny to be on top of anything important such as this. And Danny, thank you for bringing it to the fore. We can't thank you enough. And I appreciate you being on and coming on a day early for us today. And are we back to Thursdays next week?
We are back to Thursdays next week, and it's a good thing because we're going to celebrate Groundhog Day. After today's topic, we need something lighter.
Yes, we certainly do. Danny, thank you so much. Whether it's light or heavy, we know we can count on you to bring it to us pretty truthfully. Dan, thanks so much. Be safe in the meantime. We'll talk next week.
Same to you, Bob. Thanks so much.
Thanks, buddy. That's Dan Schlossberg, folks, host of Travel Thursdays, in this case on a Wednesday, at WLIS and WMRD, AM and FM, and we're streaming at WLISWMRD.net.